So we sit here in a sun-kissed MBI Shea after a very impressive 60-22 victory over Sheffield Eagles. I'm here with assistant coach Chris Rose once again. How would you assess today's performance?
Very pleased, obviously, with the result there, 60-22. If somebody had said that to me this morning, I would have been very, very pleased and probably wouldn't have believed that. I think what we managed to do today was continue the momentum that we had against Featherstone last week and brought that again today and brought some of the similar try-scoring traits that we displayed last week. I thought, in terms of individual players, Ben Eaton was close to untouchable today. Brilliant. Gareth Moore, superb. He got the man of the match. And yeah, he's just added a new dimension to our attack, which has been really, really effective for us. And there was good stuff all the way across. Miles Greenwood, you know, outdoing Rob Warrensy there for that try. And Sheffield has been very much a bogey team for us. They've beaten us three times in the last four prior to today. And they're a team where individuals from their side have great games against us. Rob Warrensy normally, you know, Corey Aston, Michael Knowles, and today we managed to nullify their threats, and that's what we've been talking about all week. We, you know, shutting out Warrensy and not letting him have his fun day, and he didn't, and yeah, we were superb today in within our attacking structure, really, really good.
I was just going to touch on there, like we said, the attacking feature of our team is something that we've maybe come to rely on a little bit more now lately, as we saw against Featherstone, we absolutely obliterated them, and then again today we've seen off Sheffield, who beat us in it earlier on in the season, which probably was a game to forget as a Halifax supporter and obviously a part of a Halifax team as we are. But can you sum up today how good we were in attack?
Well, yeah, I mean we've known what capabilities we've got. The offence has become two-sided, which is great, and that's probably something that wasn't the case before, and Gareth has provided that. We kicked in the right way. You know, we put threatening high balls up today, and they created tries, and we were really helped by our men on the edges. You know, Salty was very good again today, and Will Sharp. And so everybody played within the structure that they've been told, and it all comes down to the preparation that's done during the week. And then Rich does his homework on opposition. He does. He really does. And the boys played to that plan today. I think another thing is you get that momentum where the belief after the 37-0 last week. What it does is it gives you that energy, that push, that life that was probably lacking in earlier games like Batley away and Oldham down here, where those things weren't there. And when you start winning, it's that old adage again about confidence brings confidence, and it does, and that was reflected so much in today as it was last week.
Were you somewhat disappointed that Sheffield managed to score 22 points today, obviously, because we were fantastic in attack, and like we said, with a scoreline of a 60-22, we have absolutely shown them what we're about this season. But would you say, it's obviously from a man who looks at errors and stuff like that, would you say it was a little bit disappointing that they maybe got as many points on the board as they did?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, I mean, I'm always, as we've said before, part of my job is to log the errors that we made, and we made 19 skill errors today, which is amongst the highest. I think when you're playing and you're scoring tries, what happens is you get that sense that inevitably comes that, wait a minute, can we score on every play here? And that crept in a little bit. But you're right, there was a period where they came back in, and it was sort of whatever it got, sort of 40-some 16 or 40-some 20, and that can be dangerous. Yeah, Sheffield are a good team, and they started to bring themselves back in at that point. I think we do need to give them some credit and think, well, wait a minute, this is a team, Sheffield Eagles, that's got a good coach, that's full-time, and that are full of stars. And so they do have that capability in them to, if you give them a little bit, they will exploit chances, and they'll score points. So yeah, I mean we've got to be better there, because, you know, yeah, looking forward, if you may be playing against the Lee, you know, they might do a bit better there.
We saw Matt Sarsfield now, he's got 7 tries in 4 games, and Gaz Moore also getting in on a hat-trick like Matt Sarsfield, and we even saw Will Sharp get down for the first time for the club, which is a brilliant aspect for the fans and everybody appreciated. I think the effort and the talisman kind of performance we put in today, and it was also pleasing to see Warrensy to kind of drop it, which let Sharp get in as well. them three players that I picked out there, how pleasing was it for you that them three just basically have said, right, this is how it's going to be today?
Yeah, you always enjoy it when players get what they deserve, and Will Sharp's a tremendously hard worker, and he's one of those players. I often talk about our squad in terms of, you've got lads who are good at rugby and then you've got lads who are all-round sportsmen, and Will Sharp's one of them. Will Sharp's one of those players who could probably have picked five different sports as a kid and excelled at all of them. It's like, you know, pre-season training, he's throwing basketballs through the nets at will. He was a county cricketer. He's got the lot. And so it's nice to get him to see him now playing those performances like you would hope for. And yeah, he deserves that. And like you mentioned, Gareth again. Gareth's a quality player. Came through at Leeds. I knew him there. And yeah, he's a player who, when you're going forward and gaps are being opened up, he'll take him. He'll take him, and he was great on that. Sass, yeah, sorry, I forgot who you'd be. I mean, Sass is, again, he's a Super League player, Sarsfield, and somebody who I knew from his England 16s days, and he's one of those that's got quite a... he's got a full range, full repertoire of skills, and you know, he's a runner, he's a tackler, he's got the lot really, and again, he's just excelling in this environment here with us, and it'd be nice to hold on to him. We were having real problems on that right hand side, as everybody could see earlier on this year, and Heaton and Sarsfield have rectified that. You know, it's gone from being a problem area to a strength.
Well, our rivals, Bradford Bulls, lost in the final minutes of the games to Dewsbury today, which obviously is going to catapult us up in the league and obviously try and catch them, and which it looks like we have. How important is it now that we take this kind of form on the back of them obviously losing, but us obliterating our opponents today into our next game?
Oh, hugely. And one thing, when you interview me, I try not to sound like a coach who throws out the cliches about focusing on us and all the rest of it, but that probably is what we have to do. And so there's a degree of truth in that. It's surprising Bradford losing that game. And, you know, you think really with all the advantages that being full-time affords you, that, yeah, it's poor, isn't it, that's gone on for them. But I think one thing that we've learned and we've spoken about week after week here is that the unpredictability of this league this year is it throws up surprises every single week, and we always talk about that. Last year you could predict every result pretty much. This year you just can't, and it's going to be tight, and it's going to be Batley are still alive and still winning. They've had a big win today. Featherstone, they're still ahead of us. Bradford probably come underneath us today now, but hey, they're still going to be in there fighting, and there's probably, and you can probably throw Dewsbury in there now, who are also in there. It's probably going to come to the wire. It's going to come to the final weeks of the season to decide who gets in that top four, but that's three on the bounce for us today, and we've just got to continue, just got to keep working hard, preparing for who we're playing and not knocking off. Like, you know, Whitehaven next week, tough place to go. It takes forever to get there, and a team, you know, apparently they were level against Lee at half time last week. That's not going to be easy. So that's it. It's about what we do this week and going there fully prepared.
Well, thank you once again for your honest assessment of today's 60-22 victory over Sheffield Eagles, and I'm sure we look forward to speaking to you again.
Thank you.